T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A South Philadelphia chiropractor, close friend of union leader John Dougherty, was sentenced to 15 months in prison today. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports it's a case that grew out of the federal investigation into Dougherty, the powerful electricians union boss.
Judge Jeffrey Schmell said he received nearly 300 letters asking leniency for James Moylan and, as he looked at the packed courtroom, added he'd rarely seen such a show of support. Nonetheless, he said the crime to which Moylan pleaded guilty, stealing money electricians Local 98 had given him for a nonprofit, was too serious for a reduced sentence. Defense attorney Joseph Capone says it caught him by surprise.
We were hoping that he would get something maybe under a year and then maybe have the ability to work in the community a little bit more.
Character witnesses said Moylan devoted himself to the community and his use of the Local 98 funds was an aberration, but prosecutor Paul Gray said the theft took place over 2 years, and Moylan also pleaded to tax evasion for 4 years.
This was not an aberration in Mr. Moylan's behavior, but rather a systematic crime.
Gray noted the FBI had raided Moylan's office looking for evidence in its case against John Dougherty and instead found the records that led to separate charges against Moylan. Moylan had been head of the Zoning Board of Adjustment but resigned 3 weeks after the raid. In federal court, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.